curious as to why you've chosen to write these specific children ones, specifically even dealing with a troll, which most people consider to be ugly and mean and horrible and anti-children for that fact. So what was the main drive to make him more friendly and loving and to continue on with these 12 books?
That's actually an excellent question. Like I said, when I heard my mom's story originally, I did not envision a big, ugly, hairy troll that lived underneath a bridge and had a sour disposition. I actually envisioned a little character just like myself. I was a young child when I heard, you know, Hamilton Snoot for the first time. And so I kind of felt that from a child's very innocent perspective, Hamilton Troll should be a fun, loving, adventurous little guy. And yes, I am fighting a stigma because there are a lot of adults out there who don't like trolls or have been taught not to like trolls. I'm trying to, you know, change the mindset a little bit. You know, we don't want to judge people by their race or their color or the fact that they're a green troll. So why not?
You definitely have a creative mind because as you find things, like you said, you know, the fossil, there's, you know, different things around you. You use them for that creative aspect of these books through the education, the morals, you know, the coloring, the illustrators that you work with, all of that is combined. And you do a wonderful job. Matter of fact, you've won 2 awards that I'm aware of. Have you won any other additional awards?
No, I haven't. And that's primarily because I'm so incredibly busy with everything that I'm doing. I just don't even think about it. But when we won for Best Picture Book in 2014 for Hamilton Troll Meets Dinosaurs, and then the Best Educational Children's Series in 2015, I kind of felt, well, can't really do much better than that. So, yay us.
Well, congratulations on those.